Delete Me makes it easy, quick, and safe to remove your personal data online at a time when surveillance and data breaches are common enough to make everybody vulnerable. It is easier than ever to find personal information about people online. Having your address, your phone number, family members' names just hanging out there online, it's all pretty scary stuff, right? With Delete Me, you can protect your personal privacy or the privacy of your business from doxing attacks before sensitive information can be exploited. Look, I'm online all the time, and it freaks me out that my info is out there. Take control of your data. Keep your private life private by signing up for Delete Me now at a special discount just for you guys. Get 20% off your Delete Me plan when you go to join DeleteMe.com/Burt. Use the promo code Burt at checkout. That's joindeleteme.com/Burt. Enter the code Burt, B-E-R-T, at checkout.
Forget everything you had planned for this weekend because you are sitting on your couch and winning from the comfort of your own home. I'm here with SpinQuest, where you can play hundreds of slot games, all of the table games you love, and you could even win real cash prizes. New users, $30 coin packs are on sale for $10 at SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
The Burt Show.
Got to get Burt Show listener Mark on the phone. Hey, Mark.
Hey, guys.
Good morning.
How you doing, man?
Well, I'm in a bit of a pickle, you might say.
Mark's been a bad, bad, bad boy.
All right.
Yeah.
What happened?
Bring it.
Well, basically, I have a long-term, well, basically ex-girlfriend at this point. We dated for, 2.5 years or so and had down the old marriage path. And we got a condo and we got a car, which is in her name because mm-hmm. I have, student loans and a little screwy credit that I used to go to work with every single day. And we're not together now, and she's got my car hostage.
All right, hold on a second. You're missing a couple of things here. All right, I read the email, my friend. You are telling a story like a guilty guy. Yada, 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 we broke up, yada, yada, yada. You screwed around on her.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. He's like, yeah, yeah. And that's an important piece of the puzzle.
But she's holding my car hostage.
Yeah, I got to go to work, and I have stuff I need for work in the car. She will not let me use the car. She won't let me talk to her to get
all right,
the car.
Stop for a second.
Another thing that I do have to point out is the fact that since you had shoddy credit, that she helped you out by getting the car using her name and her credit to get it.
Yeah, but I didn't screw up her credit. I have paid every single month for 18 months already and haven't missed a payment.
How much money have you invested in this car already?
$11,000? Yeah.
Okay. Bigger, better question for you. Who'd you screw around with and where'd you do it and how'd she find out?
Yeah, the details of this are going to be important because, I mean, if you did something really,
Why?
Really dumb, because if you were like, I mean, if you went over the top and you did something really stupid like you screwed around with her sister, of course she's not going to help you out.
Well, I didn't, so what's the big deal?
Who'd you screw around with?
Her cousin.
Her cousin?
Yes, like a second cousin. More like a family friend.
Seriously?
She's like one of our friends.
Come on, Mark, be a man. Stand up. You did it. Tell it.
You're the one that called us, man, so come
clean.
Well,
the reason I called, I listen to you guys, but I'm not a guy who calls radio, radio shows.
Mm-hmm.
She listens to you all the time. She will not take my phone call. She will, I send her an email and nothing.
All right, let's start to get...
She has shut the door everywhere, including the garage door, and I can't get in.
How did she find out that you cheated on her?
Her cousin told her.
Is this a real cousin or is this a close friend? I'm getting two different stories here.
Well, it's her cousin. See, they call her cousin, but it's really like a second cousin, best friend removed kind of thing. It's kind of weird.
They're really tight.
They're really tight and... We fooled around for a couple of months, and it was all innocent and just whatever.
Innocent?
Oh,
Mark,
crap.
Give me a break.
Come on, man.
Crap.
Well, not exactly innocent, but, you know, it's just an affair. And I just said, listen, affair. I'm going out with Cassie. Just forget it. And when I wouldn't, like, go out with her, she took my girlfriend out to dinner and just ratted on me.
All right, so let me get this straight. All right, I'm trying to break this down here because you're being so elusive here. Okay, so you're in a relationship.
I'm not being elusive. I need my car.
Well, hold on. You've been in this relationship for 2.5 years. You start screwing around with her best friend. After a couple of months, you tell the girl that you're screwing around with, look.
I'm feeling bad about it.
You're like, I don't want to do this anymore. And she goes to your girlfriend and tells her everything. You guys have already bought a condo together. You bought a car together, but your credit is so bad that she co-signed for you. Or she assumed the car,
Are the condo and the car both in her name?
Well, the condo is sort of an extended family gift from my family and her family, because there's a long history that takes forever to say, but basically we kind of grew up together, and our families are friends as well. Our parents used to share this place.
But whose name? And I appreciate all that, but the thing is, when it comes down to it, whose name is on the mortgage, or whose name is on the condo?
It's all her family.
Her family.
All right.
They're a bunch of controlling bastards.
Are you still living in it? Is that where you're calling us from?
No.
And she bought the car. She bought the car, basically, and you're making payments to her, and you've already spent about $11,000 on it.
Yeah, but I don't care about the condo. Do you know what I mean? Like, I'm a guy. I can live anywhere. You don't mess with a man's car. I mean, I got to get to work.
You don't mess with a girl's best friend either.
Dude.
Well, hey, man, people make mistakes.
Now, hold on here. God. Hey, Steve, you're on all the hits, Q100. Let me give the phone number here out real quick, Steve. 404-741-1005. Go ahead, Steve.
Tell that loser he needs to take what's left of his credit, buy some shoes, and get to walk into work. You don't cheat on your girl.
Tell it like it is, brother.
But I mean, he's invested $11,000 in this car,
Mark,
Steve.
Just shut up. That's stupid.
What do you mean that's stupid?
He's probably gay because he's not on my side, because guys, you know, it's a guy code and everything.
All right, let's see if Jose's gay also. Hey, Jose.
Yeah.
Hey, what's up, man?
You know, like I was saying, Mark, you know, fine, you're right. You don't screw around your girlfriend. You don't do anything like that, especially after long-term relationships.
Never made a mistake? Are you Mr. Perfect? Mr. Never Cheated? Mr. Everything is happy and nice over there?
Here's what I don't get. Like, why did you call us up with this attitude? If you have this kind of attitude, you called us.
You think,
Mark, you actually think your ex-girlfriend's going
to
give you the car if you're being such a jerk?
I wouldn't give you a damn thing either.
I would think that if other listeners listen to my side, you know, or other women hear my side, that they'll reason with her, or that she'll understand that she's just being a bitter idiot.
And you don't have a side, though. That's the whole thing. You don't have a side because you're trying to make it sound like you had nothing to do with it, like it's everybody else's fault. I mean, if you're going to cheat, that's one thing. I mean, that's wrong to cheat, but, I mean, you're cheating with one of her family members. I mean, you might as well have just gone and did it with her mother. I mean, you just don't do that. First of all, you don't cheat on somebody that you've been in a relationship with, regardless of whether it's been for a week or a month, a year, 10 years. You don't do that. You know, that's not being a man, because you're poking everything that comes your way. You don't do that.
If you're truly in love
and you've been in a long-term relationship, you just don't cheat on somebody. You don't do that. That's not being a man.
Thanks.
So, Mark, you just pretty much called us to use us to get in touch with her. To get your car back. It sounds to me like you don't even really want any advice from anybody.
I'll take that $1,000 you guys are giving away.
Okay, you know what? That means I think that everybody else listening needs to call up and give you some advice.
You know, my thing is, we've talked for the past few days about legal matters and legal when you're not married, you know, and that kind of thing.
Well,
and Mark, hey,
right?
Loser, shut up. See, the thing is, and under legal terms, the fact of the matter, you're not married to her, you cheated, the car's in her name, you know what? She's in the right for it's her car.
You got nothing here, man.
You got nothing, Mark. You've got no legal ground to stand on. It's her car.
It's called take mata. It's smata.
You're a tool, dork. I mean, like, here's what you're saying. Here's what I hear you're saying. Look, I did something that has absolutely no integrity attached to it at all. However, my girlfriend should do the right thing in this situation. Even though I didn't, I'm asking my girlfriend to do what's right here and give me back my car.
How many times There's one person to apologize.
You're not apologizing.
I'm not saying I wasn't wrong.
You're not apologizing.
I'm not bad about it.
I haven't heard you apologize once in this conversation.
Yeah, let me take calls because you're not listening to us.
I'm sorry. How's that? Now give me my car.
Cindy, you're on all the hits. Q100.
Hey, good morning.
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 Mark, I got to tell you, man, you're an idiot. First off, you don't screw around on your woman. Second, I agree with Melissa. If it's in her name, you add a lot, Baba.
Do you have a boyfriend? Do you have a boyfriend?
I have a husband.
Oh, you got an extra car I can use?
No, I don't.
You've got some.
Yeah, seriously.
You're the one with bitter issues, dude.
Hey, Steven, you're on all the hits, Q100.
Hey, I just want to say, as a code for cheating, you don't cheat with a relative and you don't get caught. You get caught, hey, man, you lose.
You lost everything here, man. I don't understand why the rules are different for her than for you. You did something wrong. You didn't act appropriately, and now she's not acting appropriately, and you're like, what's the matter?
I didn't lose everything. I lost the car, but it's important to me, so I'm calling because she listens to your show.
She's the reason that you got the car in the first place.
Me, like, nobody's ever cheated. I think everyone's, like, you know, rushing
it's
up
not
the moral
right.
high ground.
It's not right, and it's her car.
Have you shown just a little bit of remorse? Maybe you'd get one person on the phone going, you know what, you're right here, but everybody's calling up to call you a tool.
Are there any cute girls with a car out there?
Hey, Kim, you're on all the hits,
Q100. Hey, guys, how's it going?
All right.
She sounds cute.
You're a tool. You are, man.
He is a complete tool. All I want to say to him is he is sitting there acting as though the only thing that's the problem here is that he lost his car. What about the life that he was wanting
to
start with somebody?
Wait a minute. I haven't let everyone hear this. I made a mistake. It's not okay to screw around. It's not cool who I screwed around with. That
then why
is
did you
over.
Do it?
I can't take that back. I made a bad mistake. I understand that. But now she's messing with someone's livelihood. I mean, someone I've paid bills for over 2 years with this girl.
Well, she saved your ass by getting the car in the first place.
And you didn't screw with her livelihood? Like, she had all these plans to marry you.
I didn't screw with her livelihood.
You did. You absolutely did. She had it, like, in her mind that she was going to marry you, and this was her life, and she had invested all of this time and energy and effort into your relationship.
Good for her for keeping the car.
And then you just throw it away?
You women totally overreact about everything.
Good for her for keeping the car. You're the one who has to walk, buddy.
Tino here. What's going on?
Hey there, Bert.
Hey, man.
Hey.
This guy doesn't want your help. He's wasting your time as a listener. I don't want to listen to him anymore. And for the record, yes, I'm gay.
All right. Sure as hell sound it.
Oh, no, you're just a loser. Let's
you're pushing buttons
up
on purpose now. Hey, Ryan, I found one guy that's got your back. Go, Ryan.
Oh,
yeah, dude.
It's Ron.
What's
yeah,
up?
I think everyone's called in this far, and you guys are being a judge and jury and incorrect because you don't know what's going on in this guy's relationship.
Thank you.
Two wrongs do not make a right.
Thank
just because
you.
He screwed up and did a wrong thing does not make it correct for a woman to take some guy's car or job materials away from him and keep him from making his
give me a break. He has shoddy credit. She got him
shoddy
the car.
Credit.
I don't care if he made the payments or not. If you go to a judge, Mark, if you go to a court, if you go to a lawyer, it's in her name.
Melissa,
it's her
you're
car.
Not an attorney. Melissa, you're
it's
not an
her
attorney,
car.
And you're giving legal advice over
it's
the
her
air.
Car.
All right, let's before we get more judgmental people on the phone with you, and Lord knows we got plenty of them.
Give me a break.
Let me get you on with Jay here, who is an attorney.
Because he's such a good guy.
Good guy. Victim.
Yeah.
Hey, Jay.
Hey, guys. What's
hey.
Going on?
You're an attorney here in Atlanta?
That's correct. Actually, I do real estate, but I just want to make sure I have the facts straight here before I say anything. Basically, this guy has, he's not married to her, legally wed to her in any way whatsoever, and the car is in completely her name is from what I understand. Is that correct?
Yeah.
Yeah. No leg to stand on, buddy.
Nothing?
Nothing at all.
What about...
hey, Mark.
I don't know about here, but in other states they have like a common law thing.
Hey, Mark. I got three special words for you, baby. Melissa was right.
Hey, Melissa.
God, you are a snotty bitch today.
Oh my God. Oh, take that back, Mark. It's not just today.
Melissa.
Yeah.
We need a good breeder bashing on here this morning.
So, Mark, what Jay here is saying, man, is you got no legs to stand on whatsoever.
Great.
Not legally, probably not.
But what about getting my stuff? She has possession of my personal items, my property.
Dude, you screwed around. You screwed it up. Hey, Ron.
Yeah, but that's fine. You know what? She can take the car from me. I understand it's in her name, but she's being a bitch, first of all. And why can't I at least get my stuff? I have a briefcase and, you know, some sports gear in the car.
Hey, Ron, you're on all the hits,
Q100. The advice I was going to give to him is I just went through divorce a little less than a year ago. I had a car that I paid for that was in my name, and she still got it. So, along with other things. So, it's a good thing that you're not married because you would probably be paying a lot more.
Yeah, I can't find a lot of people here to sympathize with you, Mark. I got to be honest with you.
Now, that guy sympathizes with me. He knows I'm smart enough not to get married.
Hey, Mike, you're on all the hits, Q100, and you never will be. Hey, Mike, you're on all the hits, Q100.
Hey, Mark, you screwed up, man.
Yeah, I know that.
He's calling you a tool, and there's a reason. You're not really a tool. You're just acting like a tool. You screwed up on your girl, but you're not really thinking about the big issue, and the big issue is trust. You lost that trust thing, man, and she's going to be hurt for a long time. I did the same thing you did over a year ago, and I lost
the car?
Lost the most important things in my life to me, man. I really, really regret it. It's that one-time thing you go, well, you know, I might be able to do this, and then you kind of lose track of reality, and the reality hits you back in the face. You got a woman that loved you, and you screwed up on her.
Well, I would have done it if I thought this would have screwed up my ride.
This is like typical right here. And you sound like you got no remorse at all.
Well, now he's under the spotlight,
remorse,
so he's showing out.
You know what I mean? I made the mistake already. Why do I have to keep paying for it? You guys are ragging on me.
Yeah.
And I'm a nice guy who's trying to get to work.
You can tell.
You sound like a great guy. Well,
you know what? Nobody's going to work today. The roads are bad anyway. Yeah. You've at least bought one day with the snow. Tell him you're going to telecommuting.
Well, I need that. Why don't you guys give me that $1,000?
No.
You know what?
Yeah, this naughty bitch is not going to give you $1,000.
Mark, we're done, man. You know what? You got your word out. If you said if she listens every day, then she's probably listening. She heard you, realizes why she left you, and you're probably never going to hear from her again. But maybe she'll call you now.
Well, thanks for taking my call. And you know, to all the men out there, be careful because women just want your money.
Get out of here. See ya.
Oh, yeah. See, like you had a lot to offer.
Yeah, thanks for the advice.
With everything in her name.
He was unbelievable.
Just the room.
Just showing out.
The Burt Show.
Delete Me makes it easy, quick, and safe to remove your personal data online at a time when surveillance and data breaches are common enough to make everybody vulnerable. It is easier than ever to find personal information about people online. Having your address, your phone number, family members' names just hanging out there online, it's all pretty scary stuff, right? With Delete Me, you can protect your personal privacy or the privacy of your business from doxing attacks before sensitive information can be exploited. Look, I'm online all the time, and it freaks me out that my info is out there. Take control of your data, keep your private life private by signing up for Delete Me, now at a special discount just for you guys. Get 20% off your Delete Me plan when you go to joindeleteme.com/Burt. Use the promo code BERT at checkout. That's joindeleteme.com/BERT. Enter the code BERT, B-E-R-T, at checkout.
Whether it's slots or live dealers, SpinQuest.com has the fun and action you're looking for. With SpinQuest exclusives, blackjack, roulette, baccarat, and even live dice with craps and bubble craps. The games never stop, so you don't have to. And right now, new users get $30 coin packs for just $10. Play now at SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
We've all been in this situation before where we're struggling with some kind of scruples-like dilemma where, you know, you can ask half of your friends what you should do in this situation, and they'll give you one answer and half give you the other because there's no, like, really clear line of right or wrong. And we go through these a lot. We know you guys struggle with them also, so we're asking you to give us a call. Tell us what this dilemma is that you're struggling with. We'll give you our opinions, and we'll take calls from listeners also. Maybe you walk away and have a little better understanding of what you should do.
Right.
Good morning, Larry. You're on all the hits, Q100.
What's up, guys?
Hey, tell us, man. How are you, dude?
Sound a little beat up, Larry.
You all right, man?
I'm a little beat up.
What's going on?
I'm losing sleep over this one, so.
All right.
I really need your help.
All right.
a couple weeks back, my my ex informs me that our son is doing a a little school show there. So I'm a good dad, you know. I don't miss stuff like that. So I put it down on my schedule that I was gonna, you know, be there for him. I wanted to see him do his little show. So I was getting closer to the day there, and head honcho over where I work decides that he's going to entertain some clients the night of the show, of course.
Right.
So I'm still trying to be the good dad, and the last thing I want to do is hear it from my, you know, ex, because she's such a sweetheart. So I'm thinking, hey, all right, I got to be there. So I got to find a way out of this thing. I can't, you know, I can't miss this show. So I charged right into my boss's office. I waited till the day of the show. I knew about it a couple days before. I knew that I had this conflict, you know, but I figured I couldn't bring it up. I couldn't think of a way to, you know, approach the situation. So I marched right into my boss's office, and I told him I just got a call, and I had to go see if my son was okay. It was the first thing that came out of my mouth. And he said, well, what's wrong? And I got sweated and nervous, and I think it was because I knew what I was about to do. And I told him I just got a call, and my boy was in the emergency room. Ever since then, I mean, I wanted to go see the show, you know, and I did. I went to see the show. It was really cute. I didn't miss anything. I didn't have to deal with any clients that night.
Right.
But ever since then, I swear I'm waiting.
Waiting for your kid to get run over or something?
I'm waiting for a phone call where my poor baby's in the emergency room.
Right. So what you're struggling with is not only the lie, but the lie that you told has your kid in the emergency room, and you're not sure if you did the right thing by using that as the excuse.
Right.
404-741-1005. Where do you guys stand?
I think that, I got to say, I think you did the right thing because... Now, lying, isn't always the right thing, but I think he did the right thing because he put his family first. And in one way or another, he made his family and his son a priority rather than work.
Okay, now, and you're saying using the emergency room excuse is okay, but what if it was a bigger lie than that? What if it was an emergency room? What if he said he thinks that his son has come down with cancer and they have a doctor's appointment to go to.
Well, that's not the scenario we're talking about.
But I'm one. Well, we're talking about.
What if he says his son is dead? His entire family has been wiped out.
His son has been exorcised by the demon aliens.
What I'm trying to get at is, like, the size of the illness thing here, does that make any difference in the decision of it being a good lie or a bad lie?
Well, I think more importantly, Larry, would you be losing sleep and upset if you had made the opposite decision? Like, if you had missed your son's play, and would you be losing sleep over it and stressed out about it? Because if you wouldn't be, then, I mean... My concern is the fact that you might be a little more... the family should always come first.
I'd like to think so.
You missing that son's play would have had a lot more damage on him than you missing a client meeting with your boss. Your boss isn't going to think twice about
it. See, you're not so much struggling with the lie. What you're struggling with is the subject of the lie, right?
Exactly. See, I'm thinking like it's the whole karma thing. Since I put it out there in the world, I'm bound to get this phone call now.
I hear you.
Now, does your... Like, would your boss have let you go if you said, hey, my son's play is tonight? Like,
that's the weird thing. In my head, when I walked in there was no way. If I said, well, my baby's got a play, he would have been like, well, you know, tough. That you got work to do.
You think that's what he would have said?
Yeah. I mean, I had it worked out that, you know, as soon as I went in there, that if I brought it to the table like that he wasn't going to be helping me out.
Then I probably do the same thing. I don't think that I would feel so bad about it if I were you. I got to be honest.
Really?
Christina, good morning. You're on All the Hits Q100.
Hey, I wanted to ask him, when he got back to work the next day, what did he tell his boss was wrong with his son, why he was in the emergency room?
Larry?
Is he there?
I was afraid someone was going to ask this.
What did you say?
Is he gone?
No, he said he's afraid somebody's going
to
ask.
He's afraid to answer.
Yeah, what did he say?
Yeah, what'd you say, Larry?
I said he got hit by a car.
Oh, wow.
That's a crappy lie.
He said he was sick or something, but Yeah, Larry, like a traffic accident?
Larry, I think you're...
That's a crappy lie. Your boss isn't buying that anyway.
You don't understand.
I had pictures and everything from when he had just hurt his arm.
Larry!
So I brought that picture. Wow, see, I think you took that.
You stretched it a little too far.
You see, this is my initial point right here. Oh,
you're going to have to get yourself hit by a car. You take the karma off.
All right, Larry. Good morning. Tina, you're on all the hits Q100.
Hey, how are you this morning?
Good.
I just want to tell Larry that, yes, maybe it was a little stretch, the story that he told. But in the real world, that's what you have to do. I'm a single mother of two, and the thing that bothers me the most is that their father can never come to anything they do because 99% of the time, his boss won't let him off work.
Yeah, I don't think Larry's saying here that he feels bad about lying. I think that he feels bad that the lie was that his kid got hit by a car and is in the emergency room.
And he came up with pictures.
God.
Dude, you are good.
No, he's bad.
No, I'm worried that what Larry's going to have to do the next time his son has something he needs to go to.
Yeah, I mean, how many accidents can your kid, how many cars can your kid walk out in front of? Good morning, Robbie. You're on all the hits, Q100.
Hi, this is Robbie. Good morning. I just wanted to say that I think the guy was perfectly right because as a single parent, I never tell the boss that my child has something at school or anything like that, because when they do a review for a promotion or your yearly raise, they keep that in mind and they penalize you for it because you're not making the job a priority, and they want somebody who's a go-getter who's going to make work a priority.
Robbie, now that the lie doesn't bother you, does the subject of the lie bother you?
Yeah, I probably wouldn't use something so fatal like the emergency room, because I believe in that karma thing too.
Right.
I'd probably be a little more creative. I could use the car problem. I'd probably use a little more creativity.
Hey, Larry, is there any chance that your boss will encounter your son in the near future and ask him how he's feeling?
No, there's no chance of that.
Okay. Well, you know, young boys, their bones heal quickly these days. Yeah. It's milk, I tell you.
He's my son.
And they forget.
Right.
That they got run over by a car.
Hey, Jeremy, you'll be the last call on this, man.
Okay.
What's up?
What's up, man? I just have to say, I completely agree with what he did. As a man in the working place, I work for the military, so it's a lot different. If my son were to get hurt, I couldn't go in and say that he's hurt. I mean, you have to. It just seems to me that they're a lot more lenient towards single working mothers versus fathers and stuff like that. Like my wife and I, it's a lot more convenient for me to get him. But for me, I would have to come up with something like that, and I don't think that it's going to come around to get you, because the time that you get to spend with your son is going to be so much more valuable than the time that you lose with a client. So I think he did the right thing.
So what you're saying is you think his karma's okay because of the reason he made the effort?
I mean, personally, I think so. I think karma has to do with doing bad deeds. You said a lie so that you could spend time with your son.
Mm-hmm. So the end justifies the means?
I mean, in my opinion, you gain so much more by spending with your son, and if you come back and you get hit, it's not him that's going to get hit, it's you. I mean, not to say you're going to get hit, but you're the one that made the lie, not your son.
No,
so.
That's a great point, you know, because you didn't harm anybody here. You just told something that would...
Right. Or it's the drama teacher that's going to get hit for having the play in the first place.
Why can't my boss just get hit by a car?
You can always arrange that, man. All right, Larry, I hope you got a little bit more of a clear conscience on this thing.
I appreciate
it. No worries, Larry, no worries.
All right, dude, thanks for calling.
Take care. Bye-bye.
The Burt Show.
Whether it's slots or live dealers, SpinQuest.com has the fun and action you're looking for with SpinQuest exclusives, blackjack, roulette, baccarat, and even live dice with craps and bubble craps. The games never stop, so you don't have to. And right now, new users get $30 coin packs for just $10. Play now at SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.